And not the barnyard, like we would say today, but we called it the barn lot. And in this lot, it was fenced off, and the animals came up in the evening into the lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then up after in the morning time, then you unfasten this lot and let them go out into the pasture.
What about, did you have a name for the place where you penned or staked the cows when you milked them?
Oh, yeah, they were in the stall. Mm-hmm. You brought them into the stall to milk them.
What about, did you ever use the term cow pen or anything for a milking stall?
Yeah, some people said cow pen, and some said cow stall.
What about where you kept the hogs? What did you call that?
That was the hog lot.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. And hog pen. Called it hog pen. And now we had hog pens and hog lots, and the pens were when we penned them up to fatten them.
Was that where? Was it enclosed or was it out in the open?
The hog lots were out in the open with heavy mesh wire, you know, that they couldn't get out. And they ran loose in there until. And when we brought them into the hog lots, which was a smaller area where they couldn't run the fat off, and then you really poured the feed to them and fattened them up for the kill.
What about you brought them inside?
Well, they were not inside, but they did have some sheds that they could get under.
What about where did people used to keep their milk and butter before you had refrigeration?
Oh, that's a goodie. Our milk went in the well. We had a big spring, water spring, at the foot of the hill, and we would take the big jugs and set in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And but the what we were going to drink for supper, we would let it down into the big well that we drew the water out of, which was a big dug well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let it down into the well, and it would really get cold. But many, many times that jug would get broken, and then the whole well would be cleaned out. They'd have to draw all the water out of the well, and someone would have to go down in the well and clean it out.
What about the place where you let the animals go graze?
The pasture.
You let them out the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
What about the place where you grew the corn and peanuts, whatnot? What?
The field. The corn field and the cotton patch and the corn patch. And
did you ever, y'all graze any cotton?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say when you'd harvest it?
Pick the cotton. Cotton picking. We had picking sacks, long picking sacks made out of heavy canvas, which we called bucking material. And they would be long, and they hung over your shoulders and drug along behind, and you picked it with your fingers.
What about when you weeded it out with a hoe? What did you call that?
Chopping cotton.
What did y'all grow any tobacco?
Maybe, I think Daddy did try, because he chewed tobacco, and I think he tried to grow some tobacco, but this is not tobacco country.
Did you make a distinction in things that you grow in a patch and things you grow in a field?
Yes. Well, corn and